It's a story involving radio, which fascinates us, of course, because of our radio business. And we hope might be fun for you since you're listening to radio. No matter how it's delivered, it's still radio. This is involving a story from Seattle. Apparently, Seattle area drivers of Mazdas, you know, the vehicles, mm-hmm. are reporting a problem. Their car radios are stuck on a local NPR station.
Oh, really? How does your radio get stuck?
It's believed, according to the station that's involved, after making some phone calls and doing some investigations, it appears to be Mazda models from 2014 to 2017, an issue between the radio signal and some of the Mazda infotainment systems, which caused radios to reboot, and when they rebooted, they automatically stayed connected to the radio frequency.
Must be nice to have your station be the default radio station, huh?
Yeah, really? Talk about forced listening. The station says they've been in contact with the company who owns the technology behind the radio and those Mazdas, and they're working to solve the problem. Is that hilarious, though?
Sure is.
And I was thinking to myself, boy, wouldn't that be...
Yeah.
However, I just thought to myself, we don't need that. We know that our loyal listeners...
Absolutely. We're on push button number one.
Exactly
right. For most
right.
people.
Nobody changes the station from us anyway, so we don't need this kind of thing to happen for us because we know that you're already there all the time. But what a problem to have.